Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you, Dave, for the sympathy laugh, Fat Boy. I'm sitting here, I perform a funny joke and I just get nothing.
I'm sorry.
I feel like sometimes...
Necromancing the Stone would be a great movie. You laugh, but there's something to it. I'm going to work on it.
If I don't know what words mean, I kind of just do the little laugh. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I got GED. You got to remember that.
You like Jeremy Clements on text when he just writes back the the mouth with the mouth wide open. Like,
well, that's his favorite song, so that's why he writes that.
Oh, mouth wide open.
Mouth wide open.
It's his favorite
mouth wide
song.
You like that book that we text about in our group chat, you know, I'm like, I'll laugh at that, you know, stuff like that I know. You know,
so while Fat Boy Googles what the word necromance means, let me show.
I know it's a Lady Gaga song, but I don't know what the word means. See if I can. Yeah, show Paige that book because.
Did you ever have this? And no, I'm not doing the Berenstain Bears thing.
No.
But did you ever have that golden book when you were a child?
No, that was never, you know, a babysitter. Babysitter never read that to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, see, I got that. I thought necromance was having sex with dead people.
So did I.
This is necromance, is summoning spirits of the dead.
Oh.
Right.
Well, I don't.
Well, let me Google what is.
It's like the first ladies of U.S. presidents
did.
They would have necromancing. Necromancipations? I don't know.
Necrophilia.
Okay. That's philia.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You should play Cold Ethel by Alice Cooper in the background.
Wow.
That's an awful song.
If we got it.
I should have told old Black Eyes that. Or old Smoke Eyes, whatever they called him. I don't know. He came up with a new nickname. And he says, everyone calls me this. I'm like, ain't nobody calling you that. Old Black Eyes. I feel uncomfortable saying that.
It's like you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when Rob Zombie tried to tell Diesel that, you know, that wasn't his name.
Uh-huh.
It's not my name.
Yeah. Or, CM Punk gave me a similar treatment. How your name going to be CM and you won't tell us what CM stands for? Because we know what it really stands for.
We do.
But you don't want to be honest with the audience right now, you chick magnet, you.
Ew.
That's what it
stands for.
Oh, maybe it's Chicago made.
That's what Punk likes to tell you. Chicago made. It's not.
Maybe it's Chunky Monkey. We don't know.
Oh, I didn't think about bringing that one up.
That's a good ice cream flavor. You ever had Chunky Monkey?
Yes. Highly recommend that.
Cooter Miser was the second one I was going to pick, but not Chunky Monkey.
That's in A Christmas Story, right? Not the movie A Christmas Story, but in A Christmas Story.
Yeah, he's the one that looks like P1 Grass Ginger.
He's like the ghost of Christmas last week.
Heat Miser.
Yeah. Heat Miser. Oh, God.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're running out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No fussing, man.
Just let me go.
Bud Miser. Yeah.
Huh. Well, what do you want?
Don't let me go. Keep going.
Hey, babe.
All right.
Hey,
well,
babe.
I'm not good with silence.
Huh. All right. Well, you want me to do some headlines? I will.
Don't threaten us with a good time.
All right. Well, you know, the New York Times, they did a story on peeing.
Well, I'm back in now.
This is serious. So you may do this. You may go pee.
You're a peeing. I'm a peeing.
Just in case. And this may be a good strategy for you because you tell your kids, all right, we're not going to stop all the way down to Myrtle Beach, so you better pee now. So
you keep on. I'm going to take your shirt off and draw a circle around your chest.
Telling the kids to go to the bathroom just in case is a popular move for people to do on a long drive.
You can't. You can't summons a whiz just, you know, just in case. Doesn't happen. You can't, you know, make a loaf.
So is it better to do that instead of risking it and having to pee yourself? Well,
so a good example, and this is a real as rain story, and I briefly touched on it the other day, but I never fully went into it because I think I was interrupted by Paige. But something about
all the time.
I was trying to very speedily get somewhere because I thought I was about to number two myself, and I literally like was speeding like hell.
You don't have a blowout barrier either.
Driving like crazy, and went in there and sat for 10 or 12 minutes and just farted like 15 times.
So that's
But I think that's safety first, no?
That's what that poem is all about on the bathroom.
Brokenhearted. But literally, I was doing that as Sphinx.
Probably laughing the entire time, too.
I was annoyed that I almost died to get in there just to fart. I would have gladly farted in my car.
Because what's I've had smell? Problems where you cannot go when you want to go because you've got to do what's at hand.
But when you feel that pressure down there and you don't know like who's knocking on the door, is it a gust of wind or is it
a mighty wind
or a big brown boa constrictor?
I wouldn't risk that. You know, I would feel like, especially on the other end, because you don't want anything seeping out.
Who's knocking on the big brown
this
door?
This wasn't a seeper.
Diarrhea.
Oh, I look like Louisville Slugger Factory.
Ew. Attention customers, quit farting. We got deals on chicken biscuits.
We got local celebrity Matt Man doing a meet and greet back there.
So back to this story.
What crawled up you and died?
About peeing.
She wait.
Just in case. Is it good or bad for you? So it's New York Times folks decided to talk to a urologist at Penn State. Who said... doing it every once in a while is okay, but if you do it a lot, your bladder starts telling your brain you need to pee when you don't really need to.
Same thing
so you're
about
messing with your bladder.
Tantra sex. I read that a while ago.
It's not good for you.
It's not good for you. For the man, it's not good for you.
Edging is only good for landscapers. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's the rule.
It's not good to extend it?
It will cause, what's it when you get... scar tissue, essentially.
Oh, I thought you were going to say priapism.
Well, I mean, I keep
what
one.
What does that mean?
I keep one, whether I need it or not.
No, you're talking
wake
talking
up about with one, go to bed with one.
Oh, my gosh.
You talking about where you shine the light through the triangle?
Okay,
like Pink Floyd?
So this is probably better
no,
for
that
your,
is a prism.
Your pelvic floor. If you go when
you're a pink prism.
When your body pink tells eyes. You to go. And the reason that being is because... when you're pushing yourself to go, you're causing straining. Yeah. You don't want to do that because you weaken your pelvic floor muscles. Then you've got to do your kegels and get that back up.
You know what else will weaken your pelvic floor? Getting drilled like a 2x4 every weekend.
I was going to say, with my squatty potty sometimes,
I
use it to number one and stand really tall to pee.
I can't use it for number two.
Oh, really?
Fat. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you ever get in the fetal position?
Can't.
Oh, really? You should. It's good for a man for his prostate.
Like if I'm laying down playing with the neighbor's dog because he's a rot wawa,
yeah,
I can't get in a fetal position.
Rot wawa.
Yeah.
A rotten wawa is that grocery store up north I used to bathroom in. That's what they call it, a rotten wawa.
Boy.
But seriously, though.
Yeah. And, you know, remember when we did the story about peeing in the shower?
I don't.
Well.
We peed in her shower.
Well, some people say it's okay, but then... A female urologist said that it's not good for women to pee in the shower standing because it could weaken the pelvic floor.
Plus, you can't aim right.
I thought you were going to say give you a yeast infection on your feet. Can you get athlete's vagina?
No.
If you got kicked there by someone?
No, we're not going to get kicked.
Yo!
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. You probably know. Listen,
some lady boxer or fighter like Marina Shafir that doesn't wear shoes. She like had athlete's foot and she kicked you in the.
Is athlete's foot from a fungus?
Used to be a store at the mall.
Is it like jungle rot on your feet?
I don't even know what that is.
It's from the makers of crotch critters.
What is athlete's foot? Tell me.
It's fungus.
You never had
it. Okay, so therefore you can get it.
And get rid of it.
The vagina.
I think if...
If it's on skin, it's going to attract to any skin, right?
I don't hear women talking about it, but I think if you're a man that ever played sports for more than like 2 years, you had it and caught it and maybe got rid of it or... fixed it. I got it playing football. Like I absolutely.
Yeah. But younger though, it was more of a younger issue.
And with that situation, you.
Well, I was 13.
Something that's
how young you want it
specifically will kill that fungus.
Yeah.
You know, like did you have a skin cream. Box like Goldmember?
No, but one of my mentors, I said, "What should I do?" And he said, "Boom, tough acting genetics.
Hey, yeah. Boom, you're gonna
don't fly on airplanes."
I had a kitty that had like a spot on her.
You have two.
And somebody told me that if you use like the antifungal cream, that it'd get rid of the little spot that she had, that thing, whatever she had, and it did work.
Well, you have two huge kitties, big kitties, big.
You know, I've changed over the years. I used to be pro-fungal, but now I'm
anti-fungal.
Yeah,
we love the kitties to be equal. We don't like one little kitty and then one big kitty.
No, you should do that, Paige. Get two really big, huge. Kitties.
I should.
And then you walk around and say, "Stop looking at my big old kitties. Look at me.
My
eyes are pierced. Quit staring at my big old kitties."
And I would say, "No, you cannot pet my kitties.
Are they real? Are your kitties real, Paige?"
Yes.
We love to squeeze the kitties.
Are your kitties tame?
I see.
Because you don't want your kitties biting any other people, because my kitty used to bite.
Jesus, this took a
Lily
turn.
Did.
It turned into one of them sex horror movies like Teeth.
Mm. I ain't getting that. What did the guy say at the remote again? I always mess it up.
The movie was Smile.
That's what it was.
And his son said, "I don't believe I know that one." He says, "That's the one where the lady's got teeth in her vagina."
Oh, Lord.
But nope, that ain't the same movie, but interesting you said that to your likely 14 to 15-year-old son.
You could scare him from it.
Right.
Imagine having...
Oh, yeah.
You can scare them to the other team.
Imagine being a musician.
Happy Pride Month.
And you make some of the best music out there. And now now you can't hear.
Oh, what happened to Daughtry?
And that happened to 74-year-old Huey Lewis. He previously shared that he was diagnosed as an Meniere's disease.
Yeah.
In 1996. And it's like a inner ear thing that causes dizziness, hearing loss, and ringing.
Oh, you want that one?
Well, I was just going to say it'd be poignant.
We can do that one.
You don't have to.
I want
to
do this one.
Back in the future.
I loved him.
That's a good song. I do too. I got to see him one of the last times they played around here at.
I've never seen Huey though.
Simpsonville. At. Or amphitheater.
I forget the
CCMB.
You know, there you go. I was gonna say, if you pay for a sponsorship, not to us, but to a
venue.
Yeah. Oh, I enjoy it. I'd hate to live in that subdivision back there on that road. I would hate that so much.
Love to see it get used a little bit more. It's a great place.
I would too. I mean, maybe you think. All right, go ahead. I'm not going to try to promote concerts, but I'm just saying, like, why would you have one at a ballpark in downtown Greenville when parking is such an issue?
And he says that he has an ear implant, like a cochlear implant, that it helps him speak, but he can't sing. And he says he's mildly dizzy all the time.
I think the same thing or something similar is happening to Phil Collins, hearing issue. He won't be able to tour anymore. And, well, we know why Celine can't, because she has stiff person syndrome.
Yeah, but...
But she did such a good job.
Is she
That's the only thing that I liked about the Olympics.
Did she not... Is she going to retire or has? Because I thought she... didn't she play at the Queen's funeral or some famous person's funeral recently?
She's taking a step back, but she never knows when it's going to flare up is the thing. Like, it could happen during a show. Her documentary was hard to watch. Because she had an episode in the documentary that she told them to leave in. Like, don't take it out. She wanted people to see how bad it got.
Was it like that investor that time on the wrestlers?
Is it like she just season? Can't move and get out of bed?
They got to put, they got to like shoot a drug into her nose to get her to loosen up. Like her whole body is like a paralysis.
Was it like Narcan? Narcan?
I don't know.
Narcan. Which that's one is it? Shame. Narcan?
Is that, that's only for drugs, right?
Narcan, so, it will keep you. Isn't that what you use if you're ODing? Is Narcan?
Yeah, I don't think it was that, but it was something they had to shoot up her nose.
Narcan is what Paige did when she was in college.
Paige also liked the part in the Olympics where we were disgraceful about the Bible, I heard. It's her favorite part. Remember that?
What?
Drag Queen's Last Supper. She liked that part.
Oh, man.
It's her favorite part.
I forgot about that.
What was that?
Remember when they had the drag queens at the Olympics playing the Last Supper?
It wasn't a Greek god. It wasn't a painting. It was drag queens.
I don't know. I didn't watch much of that.
Do you believe they had drag queens in libraries to read to kids? I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Well.
I'm
kidding. Why not have Big Daddy Don Garlitz out there doing it? Have drag stars.
I mean,
where's Shirley Muldowney? Is she reading to the kids?
I do.
She's
like,
the real drag queen, by God.
Hell yeah.
Muldowney for life.
Ashley
I'll
Forrest
be honest
too.
With you. I do like some drag queens, so I'm not going to get political about that because, you know, right. I like RuPaul.
How do you feel about drug queens?
I don't like that. I guess some.
Queens, New York.
Some of them are very mean and they kill people.
Right.
How do you feel about neighbors soliciting?
What is this? What
soliciting
is this?
You
is this
for oral favors?
Is this a?
We feel inspired
press conference?
Now to not stick with the clock or a schedule.
Yeah. All right. Well, headlines.
It's not doing so well.
Brought to us by Gosling Electric. I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headline.
It's like that reality show. What if we let the criminals run the jail?
Oh my God.
Can we get 16 episodes out of this guy before they kill each
cancel
other?
Cancel it.
I gotta watch that. What is that?
It must not be good because I've not heard anyone say anything about it. It should be revolutionary. Revolutionary. Yes.
God, you went to Wade Hampton. You should know that word for sure. Surprised the school flag's not a freaking rebel flag at this point.
That was Burns. I'll have you know.
It was.
Yeah, I think
the generals
were,
and the rebels.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, did you close it and say thank you? Okay, good. Thank you more. We will take a break. Yeah, I mean, guys, I felt the momentum since fussing. You're right. We just kind of like had the epiphany today. Like, we don't like Facebook fussing no more.
It makes you hate life, really, in every form.
Not every form, but
it just feels
dead.
Plus, I feel like some of you start arguments just to get on it.
Uh-huh.
You're not really that mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Like looking back now, like the ones where they say, hey, I'm going to send this to the Rise Guys. Was it all just a ruse? Just
probably. Just like every time somebody says, hey, you ought to bring back the Bleep Show. I try to kill that person and I block them from social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm at least going to elbow you real hard in the nards. Bringing that back. Shout out to the 90s.
By the way, and I'm just reading a text. I don't have it verified yet or not, but apparently. Men and women can both get athlete's foot in the privates.
Well, it's called jock itch when men get it.
Yeah, but what is it called when a woman gets it? Is it that when it's just called jungle rot?
Do they call it that for women?
Jungle rot.
I have no idea. Well, I mean.
I thought jock itch was sex specific.
I thought it meant you had to play sports and you itch.
Well, let me look real quick. I can find this out real quick.
What if this has something to do with.
I mean, it's not a yeast infection. That's something else, but it would be.
Would
some
we not
kind
have disc
fungal,
jockey itch?
Fungal infection.
Jill itch? Yep, it's Jill itch.
That's Jill. Oh.
Like, you know, Jill and all.
Well, it's not Jock and Jill. It's Jack and Jill.
Dude, that's what the internet says. You can argue with the internet.
Well, the internet says Adam and Steve, too, and I don't agree with that.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Boom.
All right.
If I did that to Ron Simmons' face, the gladiator, he'd absolutely kill me. Boom.
You know, unfortunately for... Who, again, sweetheart of a man, big Ron Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Very, 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 how many times can I say very before you get aggravated? Very nice guy. But imagine he goes to these conventions all weekend long, mm-hmm. and it's like every person walks up to him and says, damn.
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 I love it.
Damn. Say it, Ron. Damn.
Damn. All right, let's not run out of time. Here we go. Best damn audio. It's not a battle. It's just Fatboy and I co-presenting fun audio that we found that we think you will enjoy. If you find some audio that you want to share with us, you can tag or DM it to us. I'm at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. He is at Fatboy933.
Yes, sir. I'll kick it off.
Yay.
This is a gentleman who's a Texas State representative. His name is John Wiley Bryant.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey, Wiley.
And he just... Well, he's talking about a certain type of gun. Look, I know I'm not the best with guns. I don't know what they all are. But I'm pretty sure this thing...
You voted against people owning them, I thought.
Well, you know, I thought Trump was going to come get them. But I didn't know this was a gun. Maybe you... Matt, you know guns. Maybe you know this gun.
This bill legalizes sawed-off shotguns.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what a sawed-off shotgun is. But...
Oh, wow.
Let me get one.
Oh, man. That's one of them times when the tongue's deciding to go in different ways than you are. It's like when people are speaking in tongues, you know, they say it's the other world speaking again.
Sometimes
the brain
shotgun.
Is just not. Well, I used to really, when we used to give away cash, I mean, we still give stuff away, but like we'd give away cash. And I would mix up bucks and dollars, and I'd say ballers.
Ballers.
You just won $1,000. Oh, man. Sorry, brother. I mean, brother.
It's okay. I couldn't say disc. changer.
Right.
Come get this big check.
Paige couldn't say the disc part of that, so it sounded like she was going to have some kind of sex reassignment.
You can, look, we do senior shout outs. We're not the only one that does them. They actually do them in actual graduations. Let's see if you could pick up on this senior shout out.
Jacqueline Jewett. Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Oh, Julie.
Wow. Damn.
Julie.
Damn, Julie.
Kirkoff is the name. Kirkoff.
Wow, clearly a Russian.
Excuse me.
She's related to Rachi.
I think that's, isn't that what Jeff changed his last name to? He's now Neil Kirkoff.
Yeah, I can't believe local business employs such a infamous Russian. But
I cannot believe that either, especially when they like make turbans.
Plus, how do you get a job wearing a chain around your neck every day? I mean, like an actual chain,
like a junkyard dog style chain.
Oh Lord!
I mean, it's some almost like a Rampage Jackson style chain.
God, I forgot about that one.
What's up, Quentin?
What's up?
He was supposed to be the new Mr. T, and it just didn't click, did it? All right. Wow, you set the bar really high.
That is good.
We're just getting started.
You gotta bring it.
Most of mine right now are throwbacks, but stuff that maybe you saw a long time ago. But for instance, this right here. Who knows exactly what year it was, but it was when the Golden Girls were the number one show on television. Imagine, imagine if you will, a bunch of old white women.
Great show.
Had the number one show, and it was a great show. Larry King, he was the guy who farted a lot and put a fan under his microphone or under the table. He was interviewing the great Rue McClanahan.
Oh, no.
When a prank caller claiming to be from Lansing, Michigan called in.
Hello.
Yeah. I'd like to know, when was your first you ever had?
A young admirer.
That was a pornographic phone call from a little kid. Isn't that fun?
I think of, okay. Maybe he meant job. Where was he? Let's say he meant job.
No, where was your first paid job?
That was, come on, Rue.
That was a pornographic phone call from a young boy.
Rue.
That was fun.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
Why did she answer him? Well, I was 16 years old.
I know. I was laying in the bathtub with just enough water to cover my perky bosoms.
Yeah, we're going to picture it as Blanche answering anyway.
Oh, Blanche.
That was good.
That's Larry King. The 80s, man. If you were born in the 90s and later, I mean, your life sucks. You didn't realize what the 80s were.
Oh,
you can
boy.
Go watch movies and stuff, but it's not the same. You don't know what an arcade is. You don't know.
You don't. You know about the band. You don't know what a real arcade is.
You don't know what the arcade that we were at caught on fire because we were playing so much damn Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's our arcade fire.
Bastard kids.
Dicks.
We love Xavier Leggett.
We do?
Oh, yeah. He's great. Any clip we get of Xavier, you got to play it.
Okay. I tell you, if I still used a TomTom, I would pay for the download to be able to have him tell me where to go.
Hey, man, you got to turn left here, man. Hope somebody's doing on the road, boy. Here's a compilation of Xavier Leggett recently. He was the guest of the Carolina Hurricanes, who got knocked out of the playoffs because, you know, the Panthers are always good.
Keep pounding.
So here he is reacting to a hockey game. He had behind the glass, too. Great seats.
Hey, you ain't telling me the hockey balls come flying over here, man.
Name from OKC with the Braves.
See Alexander.
He's like,
he tough.
Oh, no. Hell no. Let my down see me, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, God. I got scared of hell, boy. But I've been trying to find it out, boy. Yeah. I ain't knowing you like this, boy. My man.
Damn.
Explain to me how you transcribe.
He's the vocal prowess of Sloth from the Goonies.
He's like Black Boomhauer.
I mean, he sounds like he's got CTE, and he doesn't.
He's just passionate.
Can I take us home with, you know what? More businesses need to learn from this business. This is the greatest, I would say, definitely furniture store ever. But it brings everybody together.
Because we currently don't advertise for any. That's why he's saying that.
That's right. I hope they come on for this one.
Sponsorships are available.
Because this is a real furniture store in North Carolina.
Could you imagine hearing I'm Fat Boy for Lazy Boy? I mean, come
why
on.
Why is it that?
Come on.
Who?
So, hey, guys, do you want to take over the Badcock locations? We can adjust the sign a little, and you can keep most of it.
Only if we're changing it to big. All right, let's hear your thing.
This is a real furniture store. Here's a commercial.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House, and I'm black.
At the Red
I like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House, and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
At the Red House.
I'm a black woman, and I love the Red House.
I am white, and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
This mattress is perfect for a white person or a black person.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people, too.
And all people.
Is that for real?
Oh, my God, dude. It's in Hickory Point, North Carolina.
Yep.
Holy.
Oh, it's a real place. He said Hispanic.
Dude, I mean, what is Hispanic? Is that a new, like, derivative of?
I have no idea.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. I pressed the damn button.
It's time to say famous people celebrating a birthday on this day, the 5th of June. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Or suck it.
Suck it to this microphone because I pressed the button.
Man, suck that microphone.
Anyways, let's start with this one. We got some music for this fella. I think you'll remember who he is. The band is Fall Out Boy. He was married to Ashley Simpson.
Give me the initials. I'll get it off that.
P.W. P.W. I think he's the only one in the band I know.
Well, he's got a brother, right?
I don't think so. No, you're thinking of the Maddens.
Oh, Pete Wentz.
Yeah, it is Pete Wentz, Carson's brother.
I was going to say, are they related at all?
No. Nah. Carson's ginger, and I don't know what Pete is. What? I think he's a bunch of different stuff.
When I when I've noticed you ask Paige a question and she doesn't know the answer to it, she will also wince.
She will. I like to ask racially ambiguous people what they are, just for my own personal records.
But do it in a way that's not like you're just doing it out of curiosity.
Oh, yeah.
And not hateful. Like, yeah, hey, just, for real, what's up with your name? Your name is Juanita, but you're white as the driven snow.
Because I want to, you know, make sure I address you properly. You showed me a picture of somebody, I mistook it. And I'm like, is this a black person? You're like, no. I was like, okay.
Remember that?
I could see that.
Yes. Like, remember the guy that called in that day? I said, God, man. Because he's like, by the way, I'm black. And I'm like, no, you're not. He's like, yes, I am. I was like, wow. It's weird. You don't sound it. I don't know what that means. And he agreed. He's like, I don't, do I? And I'm like, no.
That's how we come together. It's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. Well, that's called an orgy. Now, your point, though.
Good
Pete
man.
Wentz. 46.
Oh, 44.
This man knows his music. Pete Wentz is 46 years old. We'll keep it going for, he's been on Melania a good bit. He's Melania's good friend. He's responsible for his intervention, I read.
Oh, Richard Kind?
No. Nick Kroll.
Really?
Yeah. They're good buddies.
Well, I knew they were, but I didn't know he was the one that got the intervention going.
Said he thought he was going downhill. Had to intervene with Melania's cocaine addiction.
Downhill, down well. Downhill.
That is a great show.
Thank you.
he gets in the car and drives, what, a tenth of a mile maybe?
To the end of a tarmac, essentially, yeah. 50 years old, big one.
I'll say 50.
Nick Kroll is 47 years old.
Oh, poo.
Damn, that don't seem right.
We don't. We'll keep it going for music-wise for this fella. Doesn't really have any music for him. He's been in a ton of movies. In 2017, he was the highest-paid actor in the world.
Dwayne The Rock?
No, he earned $68 million that year.
Dwayne The Shrump.
He was Detective Danny Wallace in The Corruptor. He was Eddie Adams in Boogie Nights.
Oh.
Ton of movies. Transformers, Deepwater Horizon, Basketball Diaries.
Yes. Anderson Target.
He may hang out at the Clemson Longhorn from time to time. It's the last place I saw him in town, picture-wise.
You're talking about Marcus Buff Wahlberg.
It is Mark Wahlberg's birthday.
Buff is his middle name?
Donnie's brother.
Huh. Yes.
Talk about Ella's daddy.
Boy, it must be nice. Like, parents, if your kid goes to Clemson, ask why you don't get to work out in the facilities for free.
Uh-huh.
I would ask that. I don't think it's a bad question to ask.
Why not?
Why can't you get a key to
the
football locker?
Trevor Immelman's kid goes to Clemson. He was working out there. Ian Poulter, many more.
I'm not cool with that. We're working out. I will say that...
Does Mike surprise you? Might not.
50 then.
54.
He is 54 years old.
Good Lord.
Looks he's great, too.
I mean, are you kidding? Yes.
I mean, like, you know, in a straight, very secure, my masculinity.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
works
I mean.
Out.
I don't want to scare him off.
But if it came down to it and the Lord is like, you got to be gay, are you picking him or freaking Donnie?
I'm not picking Peter. A dude in better shape than me. That don't seem like a fun time.
Why not?
I don't like porn movies like that, and that's difficult to find sometimes.
I don't like that.
You don't want to.
I don't want some dude all ripped up. I need to envision that's me.
Oh.
You don't want to sleep on a hard pillow, do you? You want to sleep on a soft pillow.
I like
Well, are we sleeping or are we just banging?
Right.
I don't want your butt too hard.
I like a little bit of handles, but you know.
I should talk about liquor.
I'll look over it this way. I think I can handle what you're putting out. I mean, are you putting out? That's the other
no,
question.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Well, then
no.
I don't think I can handle that. Who's this?
It's not the version I wanted, but I can't read, evidently. It's Brian McKnight's birthday. This is his hit, Back at One.
Was there any allegations on him? I feel as though there was some cloud over his career.
I don't think so, man. He kept a pretty low profile for a long time.
Oh.
52? No, the other one's 50. Yeah. I would say 55.
56.
Oh, there we go. Kicks in. Brian McKnight is 56 years old today. Right when he kicks in, I got to cut it off because I didn't get the Goldbergs theme, but
is
I got this
related
theme.
Related to Brevin McKnight? Do you know?
Oh, you talk about Brevin Knight, the basketball player?
Oh.
You know, that's how I do with my sports knowledge. I use it over people.
I want to be the hostess at a restaurant when Dalton Connect and three friends come in.
Dalton Connect! Go Lakers!
And three friends come in. It's the Connect Four.
Oh, get it.
Did you though?
Do you really? No, you don't.
Just give me the stare down. It is Jeff Garland's
is that
birthday.
The secret to what women do when you ask them something that's like being a little, you're being satirical a little bit, they just stare at you.
Yeah, because they know they can distract you with that thing.
No, I have a hole in me right now. Other than the cool one.
You're like a lady in Cocktail that says, do I look like I have F me written across my forehead?
Like, oh my God, you literally just looked through me.
I said you have a few holes in you.
Orifices. Well, she said you could hold her like a bowling ball.
Keep that arm away from me. I heard what you said earlier.
If you couldn't, you wouldn't breathe or, you know.
Paige said she would prefer putting her arm in a man's box than a female box.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, how old is Jeff Garland, Paige?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say 62.
Yeah.
The episode 60. Where he got mistaken for Harvey Weinstein's genius. 63 years old for Jeff Garland. The dad from the Goldbergs. They killed him off, right?
Have you seen the freak? And I laughed, and it's not funny to laugh at death, but it was Epstein. And it's not him doing it, obviously, but they're air fresheners.
No.
And it says, this air freshener didn't hang itself.
Oh, my God.
I'm not, like, just I mean, that's a joke, but, like, it's a real thing. Like, I screenshot it. See?
Oh, it's his whole body.
It's his whole body with the things around his neck, and it said this air freshener didn't hang itself.
No, I've seen the ones where they put the...
That was on a school bus.
They can make out with somebody he's in a picture with.
That was on a church school bus.
Oh, that's very nice.
Mother's Morning Out bus had that on there.
I ain't fighting both of y'all. It is.
She's the one wearing the big, huge boxing glove.
I'm sorry there, fat boy. Go ahead.
It is not Greenville's own Peebo Bryson's birthday, but the gentleman featured on this track with his saxophone.
Dave Koz?
It's Kenny G's birthday.
Oh wow. Oh.
Kenneth
Borlick.
He's
so smooth.
God, I can't. You know what?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'll quickly say 60.
70.
Yep.
Almost.
69.
69 years old for Kenny G. This is a great song.
That's what kind of movies I was watching in my bedroom when this was being played throughout the home.
Mark, please let me program an AC. Please. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The ad sales are going to go up through the roof. Yeah, why don't you leave them to me, fatty? You do good at sitting down and being fat. How about you try that for a while?
No heavenlies today?
Nah, man.
Any hell birthdays?
Nope. Don't have any hell birthdays. The past few days have been kind of light.
You ever tell anybody to go to hell and die?
I tell them to go to hell or somewhere else.
Yeah. Tell them to go to hell in Georgia is the best thing to do.
I tell somebody to eat ass and die. Like, I've said that before.
Well, I know. We talked about that the other day. I would just take the die part. You're not going to make me...
No, why should you?
I'm not going to eat it, and then you're going to kill me.
Well, you most definitely will.
Also, here's a question. Is it mine or yours? Like, do you, like, say, man, my stomach's tore up. Here's what I've decided to do for your punishment. I'm going to go in here, I'm going to come out, and then you're going to eat, blank, and die.
Oh, yeah, like, whose is it?
I'm going to refuse to eat, then. Just kill me.
Is Paige providing the sample? Like, who's providing the sample?
Is it fresh out the oven, or have you had it in a baggie in the fridge down in the break room for a while?
It's a hot loaf.
Oh,
rest assured.
No.
Nobody wants that.
It's your own little stinker surprise.
Yeah. You know what I would do? I would binge and perch it and spit it back at you. Hey, like that. Hey, like him apples.
Him apples.
No. I want to bring that back. No one does that anymore. How about them apples?
How about them apples?
Hey, like him apples.
Them apples.
Them apples.
I like apples.
I'd like to say this. Should we have done a worst of today? I don't
Probably.
Know. No.
I had fun.
We just had that Sarah Fertilization moment, like when you like you just banged it out with an X and you're like, you know what,
with
this isn't
X-X?
Really, you know what, I'm not really enjoying this anymore. Should we break up right now?
And
probably.
Now I know why I switched to women.
Yeah.
No. It's not fun anymore.
We just...
Is that why?
We'll have to make a decision on that. The decision has been made, though, that the world agrees the best there is, was, or ever will be. Brett the Hitman Hart will be joining us on this very show tomorrow morning at 9:05 a.m.
Calgary's own.
The freaking legend himself. He'll be in Sparkle City.
Yep.
The Hub City.
Big time wrestling.
Hub City. Yeah, they will be there. Ask any of the boys stories about Matt Man getting accosted by one half the Nasty Boys in the hallways of the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. Not in a sexual way either. He was choking me with his throat. Man. I mean, with my throat. He was choking my throat.
Not the one you squeeze to go through a door, but the other one that happens to your scrotal area after a period of years.
No, that's the scrot. I was talking about the throat.
It's all sags.
Isn't that the character name in the guy that looks like a tree trunk in the Marvel Universe?
It's about Groot.
Oh, okay, it's Groot.
I am Groot. Easiest money Vin Diesel ever made. Saying
Paige,
I am Groot.
Paige said Groot is the best thing Alex Haley ever did. Agreed?
Groot?
She said Alex Jones.
Groot.
Is it plural or Groot?
Folks, thank you for listening.
You.
Yeah, no joke, God. Tomorrow.
We'll get you.
You just... You're not a one-track pony. You're like a two-track woman.
Two-track woman. His name's pronounced Kunta Kinte, by the way. I don't want you to misconstrue it.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
She's looking at us again.
She does that. That's her move, man.
If it was a TV show, I could get it. Like the way Michael Scott would just, or Jim from The Office would just turn and just look at the camera.
Just deadpan it.
That's what Paige does.
She's undressing you with her eyes.
But on the radio. So, and equally, I would do this back to you on the radio.
She winked at you.
Okay.
She gave you the, oh, hang on.
I'm going to give you one for every word I'm about to say. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day. Wash your hands and tickle it, guys. It is good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.